Good evening, everybody. It was Friday before just this last Friday, and I had celebrated the morning mass in the parish. It was about 9:45, and I got a call that the brother of someone who I had buried 2 years back was in his last hours. So I rushed as quickly as I could to find Louis Poteet in this nursing home, surrounded not by family members but very caring friends. And I prayed with Louis, and I administered the sacraments for the last time. And having been with hundreds of people during their last moments, one look at Louis's eyes, I knew that it was a matter of minutes. I barely got home after the anointing, and I got news that Louis had passed away. This Tuesday, I celebrated his funeral. Again, not with his family members, but very caring friends. Now, what I've shared with you may seem like a simple story, but in those few moments, the entire mystery of the incarnation, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus was replayed. In those few moments, the origin and destiny of humanity was played out. In those few moments, salvation happened. I would like you to now think of someone dearly beloved that you have lost. I think of my father. This is the real, honest truth. No matter what the circumstances of their death, the incarnation, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus is our hope, our comfort, and our peace. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is their salvation and ours. In 3 points, I want to reflect on three different kinds of death and how Christ sets us free from them all. First, the physical dying. Physical death is the most helpless of human experiences. There's no escaping the grip of death. There simply is no way out. The inevitability of death, along with the grief of separation, is the most painful part of death. In today's gospel reading, Mary and Martha experience the pain, the sting of death. They grieve. They weep. And Jesus weeps too. That day, Jesus offered Mary and Martha a way out of the pain and destruction that death brings. Jesus said to them, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? Do you believe this? And at that moment, Martha made her faith confession, saying, "Yes, Lord, I've come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." And in this confession, in this very confession of faith. Martha not only got her brother back, but she found her own salvation. Folks, death is a moment of pain and grief. And even as painful as death is, the death and resurrection of Jesus assures us that we do not lose our loved ones forever. Just as Lazarus was back with his sisters, we too will be together again with our beloved dead. But I think what we also have to remember today is that every death is a faith encounter, just like Mary and Martha. For like them, death becomes a moment for us to confess that Jesus is our resurrection and life. And in that confession, we find life, we find salvation. So death really is a two-edged sword. And secondly, I want to talk about sin as the living death. There's another kind of death. Sin, the living death. In today's second reading, Paul says, if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Now, the contrast between sin and grace, between the flesh and the spirit, is a very Pauline thought, but most of the early Western philosophers and even the great theologians of the church thought about the spirit and the body as being opposed to each other. Paul was a dualist who saw the spirit or the soul as trapped in the body or the flesh. In his thinking, the body is an obstacle to righteousness. But we won't go into those depths. No matter how we understand the flesh, spirit, or the sin-grace dynamic, our faith teaches us that it is by sin that death entered the human condition and deprived us of eternal life. But our faith also teaches us that whereas Jesus is our way out of death, Jesus is also the way out of the destructive power of sin. So Jesus saves us from death, but Jesus also saves us from our sinfulness. Each Lent is an invitation to recognize the seriousness and implications of sin. Sin is as destructive as death. Sin causes as much pain as death. Sin is another kind of death. Sin is death. But Lent is also an invitation to enter into another conscious process, allowing Christ to redeem us from the destructive power of sin. This coming Thursday, our five parishes will gather for a communal celebration of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Let us discern the movement of the Spirit within us and respond to God's invitation to reconciliation, to righteousness, to life. And my third point, I want to return for a moment to the story of Louis Petit. Now, Louis came from a very poverty-stricken family. There was poverty. There was mental illness. There was abuse. There was ill treatment at school. Louis and his siblings, two other brothers, had a hard life. None of them married, and Louis was the last survivor of the family. His life was a hard and difficult life. I don't know how often, but we do meet people who are alive but feel dead those who experience chronic depression, despair, hopelessness, addictions, those who are trafficked and abused, the homeless, they know what it means to be deprived of life. They're alive, but gosh, it is hard. As I anointed Lewis, there was no family member at that funeral home, and neither were there family members at his funeral. But like Jesus, who wept with Mary and Martha, his school classmates of old gathered and gave him a fitting farewell. And I was deeply touched by these men and women who became his family when he had none. I guess what I'm saying is the tiny detail that Jesus wept, when Mary and Martha wept. It is not only a comforting detail, but also an invitation to weep with those who weep. Especially those who are alive but feel dead. Who are the people? There are so many in our society, in our world, that feel so hopeless. But if we can be like Jesus, who weep with those who weep, we can be Christ to them. We can give them an experience of life, even as they feel so dead. Like Lewis's friends, we can bring comfort and peace and perhaps defeat the sting of death. Be like Christ. We all have a common destiny. One day we shall all die. But while we're alive, we can give hope like Christ. Today's Eucharist, folks, really is a celebration of life. Like Mary and Martha, let us allow Christ to save us, to heal us, and to bring us to eternal life. People of God said,